He knows Kaizer Chiefs better.
We have the guarantee that he can do something.
He's the right man for the job.
I think he's a good man for Chiefs.
Fans say the craziest things. This is the Fan Reaction Show.
Good day and welcome to the SL Podcast's Fan Reaction Show. Last week, we saw the news that Kaizer Chiefs and Stuart Baxter may be reunited, with Baxter being heavily linked to Amakhosi after Gavin Hunt's contract was terminated. It is understood that the Englishman and Amakhosi have reached advanced talks in the discussion, and he is expected to make his way to Mzansi should the two parties agree terms. Baxter first joined Kaizer Chiefs in 2012 and spent 3 years at the club, winning the league title twice, the MTN 8 once in 2014, and the Nedbank Cup in the 2012-2013 season. It goes without saying that Baxter knows how to win. Because of this news, we decided to ask our supporters if Baxter rejoining Chiefs was the right move. You all sent your voice notes through and you didn't disappoint. I am your host Aiden and this is the Fan Reaction Show. Before we continue with the show, on behalf of the entire Sokoloduma family, I would like to send condolences to the friends and family of Thulani Tuzwa, who tragically passed away in a car accident in the early hours of Sunday morning. Thulani left Sundowns in 2019 and had started his own company. The local soccer fraternity is deeply saddened by his passing, and may his soul rest in peace. Stuart Baxter has been linked with rejoining Kaizer Chiefs and is said to be on his way to Mzansi to begin the advanced stages of the potential agreement. Stuart Baxter spent 3 years with Chiefs, winning multiple trophies. After this news was revealed, we asked you all, is Baxter the right man for the job? And here's what you all had to say.
Having Stuart Baxter coming back to Kaizer Chiefs, I think I'm okay with it because we have a coach that we know and we have the guarantee that he can do something, and he had done that before, so I don't have a problem with Stuart Baxter. We are bound to win a cup with Stuart Baxter. You see him at Chiefs. He's the last coach to win the trophies at Kaizer Chiefs. He went to SuperSport United. He won the cup. He went to Bafana Bafana. He took the team to AFCON. Then he played Egypt, whereby everyone knew that Egypt is a big team. And so he did wonders. So I don't have a problem with Stuart Baxter. So I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it. We are bound to win a cup with Stuart Baxter. So he's a tried and tested coach. We know him.
Baxter, I think, is a good man for Chiefs because he's been there for Chiefs. He knows the culture. Chiefs, I guess, with Baxter, Chiefs can improve a lot. Since Satan Oktatangai Ama Trophy, I think he will continue where he left. So Baxter is the right man for Chiefs currently. And another thing, he knows South African football.
I think it's a good thing. Stuart Baxter knows Kaizer Chiefs and he knows he's good on his job. So for me, I think qualities are back in our team, in our beloved team. Like, really, the guy can do, maybe score one goal, then defend. It's fine. At the end of the day, we'll take a league with that one goal, then defend. Simple.
What I think about Buyaka Baxter, Kaizer Chiefs, I think it's a good thing since we tried to give other coaches a chance. Baba Kone, Ubuisa is the Master Kaizer Chiefs, but things didn't work out. Baxter is the only coach I think he knows Kaizer Chiefs better, because the last time we won Emma Cup, CBSC winner, and Baxter. And I think he knows Kaizer Chiefs better, and he knows his style of Kaizer Chiefs, how they play. I think it would be a good idea, and to have that gentleman back to Kaizer Chiefs. I won't say that much, but it would be a good idea. I think most of South African or Kaizer Chiefs fans and supporters, they would love to see the gentleman back to Kaizer Chiefs and do his job.
The return of Baxter, well, it's a good move for Chiefs, trying to balance between returning the glory at the very same time to build a new project for the team. Because as we all know, the team, it's within a phase of football. So we have to do away with many players who've been there for quite some time now. And there must be a new generation for the next 5 years. So for me, having Baxter and the support structure around him, with also the new head of technical and academy, I think this puzzle they are trying to put together, it's gonna address the football challenges facing the institution. So yeah, we need Baxter for short term, which is immediate goal objective, and also for long term. Also with the team that is being assessed assembled by the management in terms of the technical guys, the new department, as I said, together with Baxter. Hopefully they keep the two assistants who are already familiar with the development structure, the academy. So it's a good group of football fundis they are bringing together. So for me, I appreciate Baxter's coming back, because Chiefs just need to regain its confidence, its mental strength, and just to build players' characters. There's no better person to do that, and also to win trophies at the end of the day. So there is no better person to do that than Stuart Baxter. So yeah, he's coming back. We appreciate it for short term, long term. So welcome back, Stuart Baxter.
My answer to the question is yes, he is the right man for the job. You know, Stuart Baxter is a good coach when it comes to making players like him. He's a good coach when it comes to making players, you know, play for him. You know, he's a good player manager. He's a good man manager. So that's what the Kaizer Chiefs players need right now. A coach of, you know, Stuart Baxter's caliber. A coach that will make them see the importance of playing for Kaizer Chiefs. A coach that will make them see the importance and the benefits of playing for the badge. The type of a coach who will make them play for the coach. That is all we need right now. And Stuart Baxter is the right man for the job.
I don't have a problem with this Juice Buster to be a coach, because Juice Buster is a good coach, and with Juice Buster we always have the cups. And what I wanted me by my side, my views, I want maybe Zwane to be an assistant and Shepherd to be assistant, then can still Juice Buster to be a coach. There's no problem for that. Yeah, my view, Juice Buster is a good coach. We can come back. Because we always have trophies. You have a like with of trophies. Yeah, he's the best.
I think bringing back Stuart Baxter to Naturena would be a good move for Kaizer Chiefs. He knows the culture of Kaizer Chiefs. He's been there. He's done it. He has won cups with Kaizer Chiefs. So why not give him another chance? During his time, the boys were motivated. They had that inner thing within them, that thing of winning. So I think he's the right man for Kaizer Chiefs.
With this, I link Eric Chenga to Stuart Baxter. My only concern is the style of play, because it's been long, Kaizer Chiefs not playing the most attractive football. We know Stuart Baxter is a winning coach who likes to win trophies. Yes, we can win trophies, but the only concerning now is the style of play that we're going to play, because we need to play that attractive football. But with the lack of Leighton Seke being the director of development, I think it will give us a push in terms of us getting a proper development players who are going to blossom, not average players that we can see national team, players that we can see playing a Euro, believing in young players.
I don't have a problem with Stuart Baxter coming to coach for Chiefs next season. The only problem is the player that Stuart Baxter will find at Chiefs, and players that Stuart Baxter must have at Chiefs next season. That's my main concern. If Stuart Baxter is going to use the same players, we're not going to see any cup come next season. We're still going to cry. But if management can get in some few players just to beef up the squad, then Stuart Baxter will be fine. You know, Kaizer Chiefs supporters, they are not patient enough, especially if results are not coming their way. They are not patient enough. So I believe management will do the right thing and broke the bank, because they've got how many budget. Last season's budget didn't work. This season's budget didn't work. Next season budget. See, they've got 3 seasons budget to buy players plus 13 million that will come from CAF. That they can still use that one to buy players. You see. So next season, there will be no excuses of saying Chiefs doesn't have players to compete. You can see Sundowns was just playing alone because Chiefs was not there. Because Chiefs is the only player, the only team that gives Sundowns a competition.
Fan Reaction Show is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals in the SL Podcast team. The show is hosted and produced by Slu Paho. It is edited by Aiden Hewitt, and graphics are provided by Nino Segale. Brought to you by Sokola Duma.